News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. There's no end in sight to the partial government shutdown. Fox News' Chad Pergram says lots of noise, but little progress.
There's been a lot of posturing and talking and press conferences and yelling at each other on the floor and passing individual sliver bills that fund portions of the federal government. They've passed bills now to fund portions of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to deal with hurricanes. You know, there's a storm coming and also other type of natural disasters. And also a program called WIC, Women, Infants, and Children. It funds nutrition aid. And, you know, there's going to be some more bills in the coming days to deal with paying intelligence officers to make sure that all furloughed employees get back pay.
Chad Pergram from Fox News, and he mentioned some yelling on the floor and the WIC program debate, and part of that debate involved Congressman Sean Duffy from the 7th District here in Wisconsin. And that speech was rather passionate this afternoon.
I hear a passionate speech from the gentlelady from Connecticut, and I hear my friends across the aisle applauding. We're here to provide funding for 9 million women and children.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I will not.
I didn't think so.
Because we're here to provide funding
for
people who are in need of help and aid. And when we're here to do the work of the people, that you applaud and say, no, I don't want that money to go to them. That's wrong.
Duffy, in the same speech, also mentioned that you would like to see the president come to the negotiating table and make Obamacare fair and equal for everyone, not just for some groups of people. A concern over legal issues has prompted the Wausau School District to place limits on holiday music. Wausau Daily Herald media report claims the Wausau West Master Singers have temporarily disbanded, and the Wausau Elementary Schools will no longer have holiday concerts. This follows a directive issued by the district after a meeting with their attorney, Frank Sutherland. It's unclear if the action was taken because of a complaint or legal action against the district. District Administrator Dr. Kathleen Williams is unavailable at this time to comment. Central Wisconsin manufacturer expanding in North Carolina, Greenheck Fan announcing they'll have a groundbreaking in January for a 150,000-square-foot facility in Shelby, North Carolina. World Dairy Expo is in its final couple of days in Madison. By the time the doors close Saturday night, 72,000 people from 95 nations will have been there. Board President Mike Holschbach has been to all 47 of the annual expos. It started off as a dairy and food show, but as the years went on, the focus moved toward the dairy industry. Commercial exhibits later added too. Holschbach said the expansion of the show's exhibit hall put World Dairy Expo on the map. Two new pavilions will replace older dairy barns by the time next year's show rolls around. If you're going to the Packer game, remember they have a bridge problem in Green Bay. The Leo Frigo Bridge closed, and that means you're going to have to go around it. Traffic will have some problems getting around it. There's only a few ways to get across the Fox River. The Lions taking on the Packers this Sunday. The Department of Transportation says around 31,000 drivers use that bridge on game day on average. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Overnight, clouds with scattered showers likely. Look for some thunderstorms possible. Low of 53 degrees. Wind will be east at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with an east breeze at 5 to 12. High 65. Mostly cloudy Saturday night. Some showers still possible, down to 49 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, patchy light rain or drizzle, high 58. We might actually see no rain Monday. Mostly cloudy, though, and high of 61. Sunshine, definitely on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.